This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hegestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
This amazing five-day series entitled Humility is Not a Dirty Word will be a real eye-opener for all who can grasp its powerful spiritual principles. After all, isn't there great wisdom in what the Bible says about humility? To humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and power in the truth that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. With a renewed understanding that submission doesn't mean subjection, light will be shed on the real meaning of humility, especially for those who struggle with spiritual authority in their church or submission in their marriage. Pride will never be defeated by charting our lives on other people's praises, but rather by opening a pathway for God, not man, to give back into our lives. Because true humility is all part of God's heavenly checks and balances, making it impossible to walk in true obedience to God until you first learn to walk in true humility before Him.
Remember, don't get submission mixed up with subjection. This is recognizing and yielding to the spiritual authority and those that are around you, not yielding to their control. No one should control you. No human has any right to put any control over you. You are an individual created by God, and your Creator is the only one who you should submit control to. But yielding to the spiritual authority is something that God has designed and God has put in the body of Christ, is something that you and I are asked to do by God, not only asked to, but commanded by the Word of God. And if we don't, we are in violation of the Word of God, and we open ourselves up for a pride fall. Why is it so quiet in here? I told you this was mature matter here today, but we have to get this principle operating. So submit yourself to God, submit to spiritual, your pastor, submit to the elders, submit to one another. Now, this next one I know I'm going to really have a hard time with. I'm going to get all the men yelling, amen. I'm going to have all the women booing me. I can feel it coming. This is the verse that I get nailed on every time I do a wedding. But you see how we've trained ourselves. If we're not careful, we're going to become more like the world and less like the Bible. And we're called to be more like the Bible, which is the Word of God, and less like the world. So we're going to have to learn to accept the words for their meaning and put them into operation and not fight them because the world has perverted them. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Because the world is the one that's perverted this word submission. Yeah, I agree. There have been some churches and some few and far between. There have been some leaders and churches that have perverted this whole submission thing. I used to go to a church years ago, and there's some people here that used to go to that church. And the pastor was like, with an iron fist, you do this, you do that, blah, 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 you jump, you sit. And I said, yeah, and I'm out of here. Goodbye. I was there 3 months. I said, this guy's nuts. He's off his rocker. I remember one time I had a business with my brother, and we were in business, and we were in the food business, and we had a problem. We couldn't get some sort of produce. We were in the wholesale manufacturing business. It was my father's business, and my brother and I took it over. And anyway, it's a long story. But anyway, we were building the business, and we were getting all these orders coming in. We had to go get produce, and there was some sort of a strike, and the truckers weren't trucking the produce in. They used to bring it right to our plant where we used to process the stuff, our little shop. And so we had to go drive to Pennsylvania to go pick up, I hate to tell you, like about 1,000 pounds of mushrooms. All you see is a little 8-ounce package. Did you ever look at 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of mushrooms? Honey, you ain't, let me tell you what, you ain't seen nothing until you looked at 3,000 pounds of mushrooms. I mean, they weigh nothing. I mean, you know, think about 3,000 pounds of mushrooms. Well, we had to go rent a truck and go pick up mushrooms in Pennsylvania. And they used to meet on Saturday night, but the only time we could go was on a Saturday. So I spent the whole weekend going to get 3,000 pounds of whatever it was, bring them back to our shop. And then you don't just put mushrooms in the refrigerator because they degrade very, very quickly. You have to process them immediately, which meant as soon as we came back from driving 3 hours to Pennsylvania, 3 hours back, unload all those mushrooms into our walk-in refrigerator. Then we had to fire up the kettles and start cooking all the mushrooms. We had a few people working with us, but we were a small business, so we were doing a lot of stuff ourselves. So consequently, I worked the whole entire weekend because this was my business. Well, Monday morning, I got a call from the pastor. I just want to show you the difference between submission and subjection. And he said to me, with a very stern voice, he didn't even say hello to me. He said, where were you Saturday night? Because they used to meet on Saturday nights. Because they didn't have a church, so they rented somebody else's church and they meet on Saturday night. Where were you Saturday night? I was like, whoa. Good morning. God bless you, brother. What do you mean, where was I? I'm sorry. I was really new in this church. I was only there a couple of months. I didn't have this kind of relationship yet. But he said to me, where were you? I said, well, I had this business thing and I had to go and all. He says, that's a poor excuse. What? Yeah, he did. He said that to me. You know. He said, that's a poor excuse. I said, what do you mean? He said, do you know that you on the road going there and coming back, you could have been killed and go to hell? Go to hell? Wait a minute, brother. Whoa. From my understanding, if anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. If you're trusting in Jesus, you are saved.
You go.
Has nothing to do with me showing up for church on Saturday night. I said, yeah, my heart, I'm a faithful participator in the things of God. You get me, you're going to get all of me. I'm going to participate 100% because that's just the way I am. But right now, I couldn't do it because I had a business thing that had to get done or my business was going to go down the tubes and I was going to be in big trouble. Well, that's a poor excuse. And he's trying to put this guilt trip on me. Well, I quickly somehow diverted the conversation, got off the phone, and man, I was spitting mad all day long. And I didn't understand it because I was a younger Christian then. Well, that's a man who's trying to control my life. He wanted me to subject myself to him and not be in submission to. So I got so spitting mad, I just said, that's it, I'm out of this place. I was there 3 months. I called up one of the elders, said, goodbye, I'll see you later. I ain't never coming back because you people are nuts. I didn't quite say it like that, but I was certainly thinking it. I was trying to be as very nice as I could, but I said, that's crazy stuff. No man's going to put me in condemnation. Now, to get someone to submit to you, to follow your leadership, if there was a series of events that kept pulling somebody out of church and the pastor comes to you and says, listen, I'm concerned about your spiritual welfare. You're not going to church anymore. You're not here on Sunday. You're not here on Thursday. I just care about you. You know, this is what the Word of God says. Gently trying to help a person to understand, that is called submission, trying to get someone to yield to your spiritual authority and to hear the voice of reason. Is everybody with me? All right, can I get to this one? Because I can see you're, some of you are checking out on me, but that's all right. I'm going to preach anyway. Submit. Now here, you ready for this one? Oh boy, I better sit down for this one. Ephesians chapter 5, I get into trouble every time. Oh my goodness. Verse 22, here's another level of submission. Wives, if you be a wife, say, that be me. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Man, do I get in trouble on this one. One time I did a wedding and I, you know, read this verse. And in the wedding vows, I have the bride say, you know, my duties before Christ is submit and reverence you, and you know, so be. And I got finished with the wedding, and I got on the food line, you know, because I don't go to the receptions anymore unless it's somebody I know really well, because I get myself in trouble. I got in the line. I got behind this lady, man. She almost beat me. Oh man, I thought she was going to take the plate and bop me over the head. Man, she was ticked. Oh, I never saw anybody so mad. She said, "Do you really believe that?" And do you know what Mahatma Gandhi said? I said, I don't even know who Mahatma Gandhi is. I said, I don't really care what he said or she said or whoever it is. I don't really give two hoots. This is what Jesus Christ said. I can't change the word of God. The word said, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. And it ain't a bad word if you understand what submission is. It doesn't mean husband beat your wives into submission. It doesn't mean husband live loose, live lousy, live like the world and expect your wife to follow you and submit to you. Remember, I said this is all built upon this one principle. We all need to be submitted to God, to a pastor, to elders, to each other, and then your wives can submit to you. If you ain't got no pastor, you ain't got no elders, you ain't got no spiritual authority in your life, you ain't got nobody you're submitted to, and you're the king of your own world, and there ain't no other voice speaking into your life, and you have no one to keep you in balance, your wife has no business submitting to you. She continues to submit to God, to the pastor, to the elders, to each other, and prays that you get your life together, sir. So that she can submit to you. Because what she's submitting to is the God in you. What she's submitting to you is the godliness in you. Submitting to your submission to God. So when you understand it, wives submitting to the husband is a beautiful thing. Listen, on every sports team, there has to be a captain. You can't have two captains. If you're playing football, there has to be a captain. There has to be a quarterback. Somebody's calling the shots. It doesn't mean the other players are less professional or less able or not as good. It means that this is the captain. He's the guy that's got this responsibility. So when he says huddle, we huddle. Yes. When he says pass it this way, we pass it. When he says receive it over there, we receive it. Because there has to be a captain in every team. And that's how your house is set up. The reason why most households look like the Keystone Cops, the hand has no idea what the foot is doing, or the foot has no idea what the arm is doing. There's such chaos is because there is no submission in the house. That's why most churches are mixed up, because there is no, the pastor's not in authority, and the people aren't in submission to the pastor's authority, and therefore the people are just going, it's chaos. And the churches can't get anything done. And that's why you have churches that have been around for 40 years and they still only have 15 people. So when we're saying wives submit to your husbands, we're talking about a dual thing here. Wives submit to husbands who are submitted. Because if you ain't submitted, she ain't submitted. She ain't submitting. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? When you understand what it is. So next time I do a wedding, or if I do your wedding and I use the word submit, don't freak out on me. And keep your relatives away from me, because I don't want to get beat up. Just tell him ahead of time. He's going to use the word submit, and it's okay. I'll explain it to you later. All right, so submit to your husbands. Husbands, submit to God. To a spiritual leader in your life. And wives, let your husband be submitted to God and to spiritual authority in his life. Don't try to short circuit or undermine the spiritual authority that God has set in his life. Wives, don't let the Jezebel spirit get on you. Some say, the what-a-bell spirit? Who-a-bell? Who's Jezebel? Jezebel was a woman who was very, very, very in control of her husband and caused some big trouble for daddy. I don't have time to get into that story. A Jezebel spirit is a woman who wants to control and short circuit and undermine the authority in her husband's life and the voice of authority. Listen, if your husband has a good relationship in his church with his pastor and the leaders, and you know, he's getting advice and he's getting some direction and he's growing as a man of God and he's increasing, don't try to short circuit that. I've seen good men being controlled by their wives go down the tubes. Now, that doesn't mean that your wife doesn't have wisdom. It doesn't mean that your wife isn't an equal player in this marriage. It doesn't mean that your wife shouldn't have equal time over decisions in your life. The wrong thing would be for a man to say, this is what we're going to do, whether you like it or not, this is what we're going to do. If a husband wants to do something, your wife says, I don't know about that. then husbands should say, honey, I want to hear everything you have to say about that. Let's talk about it. Let's now get down and pray about it. Let's seek God together about it. And then husband needs to go off by himself and make the final decision. And wife has to be happy with it. Now, husband, if wife is correct, don't for pride say, I'm going to do it my way or it's the highway. A big man, a godly man, a spiritual man will turn to his wife and say, honey, you are right, and I'm taking your advice. Okay. I got 2 minutes because we like to give. Is everybody all right? You're out there. So this word submission is not a bad word, but that keeps you, husband, that keeps you from getting snared by pride. And that's the problem with a lot of men anyway. We have this big ego, man, that we deal with. I'm right, you're wrong, this way it's going to be. And I've heard men do that to their wives. I don't care what you say, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. You're nothing but a little boy in grown-up clothing. If you're the man, then I want to, my question to you, who are you submitted to? Who's the voice of authority in your life? Who's your pastor? Where's your church? Who are the elders in that church? When was the last time you had a meeting with them? When did you go and discuss some things that you're dealing with in your marriage, in your home, in your finance, and ask their spiritual help, their prayers? When was the last time you submitted those things to the men of God in your church? Ain't nothing but a little boy. I'm the man. You submit to me. You heard what Pastor, don't you put that on me. You better get this thing straight. You better not go back and tell your, well, Pastor Ray said, you have to submit to me. You heard the man. You better hear the whole story. You better hear the whole thing. Amen. And really, I'm on this thing. I don't care if we preach overtime today. Too bad. Let the turkey burn. We need some men. I thank God for the men of this church that have risen up to a new level. When I first started this church, I had some awesome women, but I couldn't get any men to take any leadership position. So I just worked with the women. And I know every one of those women that were Holy Ghost women, they were praying for their man to come to a place where they were and even beyond them. I know good women, good Holy Ghost spiritual women want a man who knows God, serves God, who's humble in his heart, who has spiritual authority in his life. I know it. And I thank God for the men that God has raised up in this church who have taken authority in this church and are leading and guiding the direction of this church. And for the Holy Ghost women who are well pleased with men who are submitted and are well pleased with submitting to those men who are submitted and watching God just work in the kingdom and in the congregation. Give God the praise and the glory. That doesn't mean you can't have Holy Ghost women who are preaching and teaching and prophesying and doing the work of God. That doesn't mean you can't have Holy... I've got Holy Ghost women around me. I'll tell you what, I'd be lopsided if I didn't have them. If I didn't have a Debbie and a Betsy and an Angela and a Kathy and some of the others that have gathered around me who keep me balanced and sometimes say, Pastor, I know what you want to do, but did you consider this? And I have to look at it and say, you know what? That's the voice of reason. I think you're right. And it doesn't threaten my authority or threaten me as a man because woman said something to me that was wisdom and strength. We've got to learn how to receive it. We've got to learn how to receive it without feeling like we've had our legs cut out from under us. But women, on the other hand, don't you be chopping your man's legs out from under him because you know how to get down there, man. And boy, I don't know, you look lovely, but all of a sudden these claws cut out. You get like this pit bull look on you. Submit, submit, submit. I don't care. Submit. Don't get that on you. Do what the Word of God says, you know. Be peaceable. Be reasonable. Be joyful. Pray. Pray for your husband. Is everybody with me? So if it all flows together, this is how it goes. Now, if you're a woman who doesn't have a husband, well, then you don't have a husband to submit to. So you submit to God, you ought to have a really good, strong pastor in your life who loves you in a holy way. Because I've known some stories, I've heard some stories about pastors that wanted to love the sheep, but they were all female, and they were all of a certain age and a certain size. It's got to be holy love, pure and clean love, and it's a protective kind of love. See, I'm just trying to clean up a lot of garbage that we've been through in the body of Christ. And we've destroyed this word submission, which is a beautiful word. And when it works together, it flows and it's awesome. And God blesses and anoints and prosperity comes out of it. And joy comes out of it. And peace comes out of it. And everybody's happy because we're all flowing in coordination with God's authority. Amen. Everybody's submitted all the way up to God. Amen. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful and powerful. So... Number one, submit to God. Number two, to spiritual leaders. Number three, to your elders. Number four, to one another. Number five, to your husbands. And number six, which we don't have a lot of time to get into, but you might want to write this down. In 1 Peter 2:13, it says, submit to every ordinance of man. That means to the governing authorities. That means to the government. That means when the speed limit says do 55, we don't do 85. Oh, man, I just wrecked everybody's day. Yeah, you know, I've looked at these hot sport cars and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with that thing? You don't drive that. You're not supposed to drive that at 55. That's built to go 100, 125. Where the heck am I going to drive that thing at 125? Now, that may seem like a small little insignificant thing, but really, you have to obey the laws. I look at some of these people on TV. I can't believe it. This is how deceived people get. They go rob a bank. They get in the car. The police, they got the entire city on the tail of this guy who just robbed a bank. And the guy with one little gun with only a handful of bullets are shooting away, thinking he's going to get away from the cops. You ain't going to get away. They might not catch you in this first 10 minutes, or maybe not the next 20 minutes. But eventually, sir, your car is going to run out of gas. Did you ever think of that? You're only going to get, you can only run so far until it all comes to a screeching halt, and they're going to catch up with you. So it's silly how people, we're so deceived and so rebellious in this society that we think we're actually going to commit crimes and get away with it. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. How many of you have been watching the news? There's things that happened 25 years ago, and they're now nailing people with those crimes because of DNA evidence and all these things. Let me tell you what. You break the law, you're going to pay the price. So it's better that you obey the law, live up to the law, because God said in his word, you should submit to all the ordinances of man. So we are called to these six areas of submission. You might find a few more, but I pretty much scoured the word of God, and I think everything emanates and kind of jumps off from here. Let's say it together. Submit to God. Submit to your pastor. Submit to your elders. Submit to one another. Wives, say this. Submit to your husband. Husbands, say this. Submit to God. Submit to my pastor. Submit to my elders. Submit to one another. Now my wife can submit to me. Why is it getting so weak in here, men? Why is it getting so weak in here, guys? Why all of a sudden did you lose steam? I was like, duh. All right, let's all say this again. Submit to every ordinance of man. Hallelujah.
Tune in again Monday afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, Podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.